This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, and welcome to the WAA VK5 news segment, brought to you by VK5 WOW. Did you notice the call sign change? This is the special event call sign promoting this year's WAA AGM and convention being held here in Harndorf on the 19th to the 21st of May. This year, the event is striving to promote the future of amateur radio. Your VK5 radio clubs would like to invite everyone to come on down and participate in what will be a fantastic showcase of amateur radio technology and techniques. Indeed, we want you to come and discover the magic of radio and explore areas of the hobby that you've not ventured into before. We are aiming to showcase a variety of areas, and hopefully one will lead you to that genuine realization of wonder and inspiration, that wow moment when you realize what is actually possible in this hobby. The event will also help you with a narrative you can use when describing amateur radio to people who have not come across it before. This was the background we chose behind the call sign, VK5 Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. To promote this theme, the WAA AGM and Convention Award has been created. To qualify for the General Award, you need to work that call sign, VK5WOW, at least 5 times. Using at least 2 different modes or channels to promote the diversity of radio. For example, you could work us on RTTY and SSB, or maybe on VHF Echolink, or maybe on digital modes such as JT65 or even CW. Alternatively, you could try and work the call sign when it's active from at least 1 park in the VKFF or VK5 Parks Award locations. That variety is needed to give you the 2 options to qualify for the award. To help you on your way to achieving the award, the 40 and 80 metre callbacks today and every Sunday up until the end of the event will be using VK5WOW. Providing your call and an exchange of signal reports will qualify the contact with the callback station for the award. We hope to extend this to several of the other callbacks over the coming weeks as well. Full conditions for the award are available on the WAA website in the awards section, as well as on the event's Facebook page. The Northeast Radio Club website is also keeping a track of planned activations, so look under the VK5WOW tab there for times and places. Keep a watch also on the clusters, as the event call will be self-spotted. Look out and work VK5WOW as many times as you can between now and the event to qualify. We want to get the whole state talking about VK5WOW, and we would love to see lots of South Australians come down to the various events across the AGM and convention weekend. Spread the word, work the call sign, qualify for the award, and most importantly, book some time over the 19th to the 21st of May to get involved. We'd love to see you. Now, here's the VK5 news brought to you by the Radio Clubs of South Australia. This is VK5WOW for the WAA Sunday Morning Broadcast.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last weekend was the 4th anniversary activation weekend for the VK5 Parks Award. Having heard that Tony, VK3VTH, now activating using his other call sign, VK3XV, and XYL Cheryl were going to be in the Penamble Conservation Park, which is only 15 minutes south of Mount Gambier, I decided that I just had to travel down there on Saturday afternoon and destroy their peace and quiet. On arriving, Tony was busy improving his QSO tally, so I soon put a stop to that. Shortly after I arrived, Cheryl returned from a walk in the park, and after chatting for a while, it must have been a fair time because Tony lost his frequency, I headed off. It's always great to have a face-to-face meeting with someone that you've worked many times on air, so I was really happy that I decided to go. I wish Tony all the very best in his quest to gain his 2nd Workdall Keith Roget Memorial Parks Award using the new call sign. I activated 2 parks on the Sunday and thoroughly enjoyed being out in the bush again after a fair gap since the last time. I would like to thank Paul, VK5PAS, for his untiring efforts in promoting the VK5 Parks Award Scheme, as well as the WWFF and VKFF Awards, along with all of the other work that he does to promote our great hobby. As mentioned last week, Colin, VK5DK, and Tony, VK5ZAI, set off to travel up to Brisbane to stay with past Surge president and now club patron, Kevin, VK4UH. Unfortunately, Cyclone Debbie had other ideas, and following a phone call from Kevin to say that they had lost their power and that the highways were cut in a number of places, our intrepid travellers wisely decided that it might be a good idea to turn round and head back home. They are planning to have another try, maybe in August. Our best wishes go out to all those who have been devastated by this cyclone. The Shannon's Port Macdonald Hill climb a couple of weekends ago went very well from the surge's point of view. There were few crashes, but nothing serious, and there were no injuries, except to some driver's pride perhaps, so the event went very well. The drivers even got a bonus run because things went so smoothly with minimal delays. Another enjoyable event. A few of our club members are travelling to Port Lincoln for the inaugural Tekel Auto Sprint Port Lincoln Street Race on the Easter long weekend. They will be involved with creating some video footage of the event, which should be great viewing once it's been edited. Charles, VK5HD, will, no doubt, capture some awesome aerial shots with his big drone. Charles is one of a very few fully CASA qualified drone pilots and carries full insurance on all his activities. Good luck, guys. Again, I remind you that our club meets every first and third Friday of the month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. sharp and visitors are always welcome. That's enough out of me for this week. As always, the members of the Surge wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. At the general meeting on Wednesday last, we had a visitor from Hobart, Tasmania, Bob, VK7ZL, who it turned out was a VK5LZ club member some 20 years ago, when he was VK5KRW, and he has now returned to VK5. Welcome back, Bob. Good to meet you. Graham, VK5WX, is continuing on the development of the new EARSA website. John, VK5NI, advises that the antennas are still work in progress, also that the 3 and 5 GHz beacons are planned to be reinstalled on Saturday, the 8th of April. And the 10 GHz beacon will be given a power on reset, and hopefully this will put it back in there. If not, it will be work in progress. So check them out. Contact reports would be welcome to vk5mak@wia.org.au. John, VK5NI, also reported on the Science Alive event at the Elizabeth City Library on Sunday the 7th of May. Setup will be from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. and public admission from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So come along and have a look, see what's going on. Bruce, VK5VAB, is the organizer for the Scouts Overnight Anzac Vigil at Monopara. They will be setting up on radio stations on the 24th of April, as in previous years, with the assistance of EARC members. Steve, VK5AIM, and Sue will be, as in previous years, set up a station at the Malala Cemetery and liaise with the local RSL. Paul, VK5VCO, reported on the progress of the VK5ROC repeater upgrade, and it is hoped to be back on air as soon as its necessary parts are obtained and installed. As stated previously, there is a temporary repeater in place for VK5ROC, so check it out. Keith, VK5OQ, is coordinating the replacement parts and the reinstallation. The upcoming Tech Night on the 19th of April will be a presentation on software-defined radio by David, VK5KK. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday the 3rd of May 2017, and Wednesday the 31st of May will be a fifth Wednesday, and activity on that date will be advised later. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Well, the day has arrived, and you may well be sitting in the car park at the Scout Hall waiting for our buy and sell to start. We have been here early, getting everything set up, and sellers have almost finished dressing their tables. If you are not here, why not hop in the car and travel to Seaford Meadows? We would love to see you. A big thank you goes out to our sponsors for the supply of prizes and to all of you who attend. Next week, we will give some results of the day. Well, last night, the new Digital Fusion repeater made its way into the hands of Barry, VK5KBJ, who will reinstall it very shortly on Mount Terrible. More updates soon. And don't forget, if you regularly use the South Coast repeaters, we would really like to welcome you as a member to help support their upkeep. Now I'm off to run the mic at the buy and sell. 73, I'm Peter, VK5PET.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. And a reminder once again that there will be no general meeting of the North East Radio Club next Friday night, as it's Good Friday. So you can stay home and relax and eat some nice Easter eggs. So we'll see you at the general meeting next month. And the next Tech Night will be held on Friday the 28th of April. So I'll give you more details about the subject matter as we get closer to it. And don't forget, the North East Radio Club buy and sell is on again, and it will be Saturday the 22nd of April. So it's time to rummage around in the shack and see if you can find some nice pre-loved equipment that you don't use anymore and bring it along and sell it off. And you might get enough money to fund your next project. So I hope to see you at the North East Radio Club buy and sell on Saturday the 22nd of April. The barbecue will be running hot again and there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. And the doors will open around about noon. So come along to the North East Radio Club buy and sell on Saturday the 22nd of April. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you have a good, happy Easter and drive safely. And for me, it's 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Not much to report this week, except we have nearly filled our calendar for this year, and I will be able to give you more details next week. I'll also be able to send these details to our webmaster to put on the AHA's website once the guests and presenters have confirmed their availability. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Everyone's welcome. The April meeting on the 20th will be the annual members buy and sell. I'm sure some of you have items you no longer or perhaps have never used. Like me, you probably have items you bought at a previous buy and sell, and it looked like a good idea at the time. May the 18th, Gerard VK5ZQV will tell us about his visits to the Frederick Schaffenham Radio Convention held each year. This is the night before the start of the WIA AGM and convention at Harndorf. It's not far for most of us to travel, so get onto the WIA website and see what technical sessions and demonstrations are being offered. You can attend for just one day or part of a day if something interests you. The AHA's shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. The shack is open on the second Saturday of every month for a social morning. Admission is via a gold coin donation, with tea and coffee provided. Discussions and presentations of this morning are wide-ranging. The fourth Saturday of each month, AHA's has a technical session. We've cancelled the fourth Saturday session at the shack for the 22nd of April because it's on the same day as the North East Radio Club annual buy and sell. I know many VK5s look forward to this event each year. Some highlights for 2007 will be shack sessions on cables and connectors, a demonstration of VLF and LF receiving equipment, another introduction to Arduino, and I will run my Valve radio prac again. Another regular event is the luncheon at the Blackwood RSL, Brighton Parade Blackwood. These are held on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. No need to book, be there by 11:45. Start eating about 12 noon. If you miss out on this air broadcast, you can always go to the North East Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file to listen to later. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621 and I'll get back to you. That's all for this week. Catch you next week.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Some up-and-coming AREG events over the next few weeks and into May. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held on Friday the 21st of April at the Reedbeds Community Hall, Fulham. The talk for the evening will be Introducing HF Wire Antennas. Continuing with our Beginners Series presentations this year, this month we will have Chris, VK5SA, who will talk us through the basics of the simple HF wire antenna. He will explain the characteristics of a set of simple to build yet effective HF antennas that anyone can make, often less than $100 worth of materials. He will show you the merits and limitations of several of them, including basic dipoles, offset center-fed dipole, inverted V, fan dipole, and the terminated folded dipole. Samples of how to build many of these will also be on hand for people to take a look at. So, if you are new to amateur radio or just would like some more information on some of the HF wire antennas that you can build yourself, come along to this meeting. Everyone is invited, as visitors are most welcome. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is pleased to announce that it will be supporting an amateur radio-focused balloon launch to take place at the Riverland Club's VK5 BRL weekend event at Overland Corner Hotel in the Riverland, Saturday the 22nd of April. The AREG will be marking this weekend with a special balloon flight. It has been some time since the flying repeater was heard on air, so it was felt that it was time to dust it off and put it in the air again. Final details of the flight and frequencies are still being determined. However, it is expected currently that the repeater will receive on 2 metres and transmit back on 70 centimetres, much the same as LEO satellites, but without the Doppler shift. As we will be flying from Overland Corner instead of near Adelaide, coverage at Apogee should almost reach Canberra. Contacts from Melbourne to Adelaide through the balloon should definitely be possible. Now here is something all those who participate in contests need to put into your diaries. On May the 19th, AREG will be hosting a special event immediately prior to the WIA AGM in Adelaide. On Friday the 19th at 3 p.m, the club proudly invites you to attend the Australian Contesting Technical College, presented by Trent Sampson, VK4TS. The venue will be the club rooms located at the Reedbeds Community Hall in Fulham, which is 5 minutes from the airport for those around Australia flying in and who would like to attend. This is once-in-a-lifetime event is open to anyone with an interest in amateur radio contesting. So, if you have an interest in contesting and would like some pointers from experienced contesters, then put May the 19th in your diary and come along to this special event. Oh, and for those who were interested in the AREG-developed DX Buster DSP system, well, sorry folks, all the beta versions were sold out on April the 1st. Further production is not pending at this time. So there you have it, folks. Further information may be found on AREG's webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.